This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of the northeastern state of New Jersey says he's been falsely accused of accepting bribes, but won't be, quote, distracted from Senate work. Menendez was charged with his wife on Friday. Prosecutors say a search of the couple's home found $100,000 in gold bars and $480,000 in hidden cash. The indictment alleges Menendez provided sensitive U.S. government information and took other steps to secretly help Egypt, including ghostwriting a letter pushing other senators to lift a hold on $300 million in aid. Thousands of migrants have crossed into the United States in recent days, marking a turning point after numbers had plummeted in recent months. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Scenes of thousands of migrants gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border are reminiscent of the influx the country saw before U.S. President Joe Biden in May rolled out a new policy to deter illegal crossings. Within a month, those tough measures, such as deporting migrants and banning re-entry for 5 years, drove the border crossing rate down some 70%. But 4 months on, and the early deterrent effects appear to be wearing off. Record numbers of migrants in the thousands have crossed into the United States in recent days, with many more still arriving by bus and cargo trains to Mexican border towns.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is on at the cusp of a historic breakthrough leading to a peace agreement with Saudi Arabia. But he did not outline a clear path for clearing the hurdles facing such a deal. The U.S. had been seeking to broker an agreement in which Saudi Arabia would normalize relations with Israel in exchange for a U.S. defense pact, aid in developing a civilian nuclear program, and progress towards creating a Palestinian state. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website,